We used to do the lecture set. You know, we'd get in there, you can argue about publishing, but the letters were all produced by rubbing them onto the onto the piece of paper.
I did the leader.
You did the leader. There you go. And my first wife was the editor. Penny Joy there?
Yeah. Penny was Harry Penner's. But anyway, it was there were all sorts of things used to happen.
Yes, this was all going on.
I remember the news brief used to cut out pieces from
and Di Riddell in the SRC office used to do the typesetting.
She would be so good.
Typesetting machine, So she used to do that, all of that for us. She'd sit there and type it all out.
Yeah.
So we get the rough copy, which is often handwritten. Mostly handwritten, probably, wasn't it? Not many of us were using typewriters in those days.
Yeah. Anyway, so that used to come out of the... Rob Wilton went on to become editor of it for a while.
Did he?
There.
Yeah.
Rob's just down the road there.
Rob Wilton, the guy who burned his draft card.
And I got a photograph of it. He sold the Sydney Morning Herald, which has my dad in it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. He's the guy, the smart looking gentleman.
Clapping. Well, there you go. I remember that. I probably knew at the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would have.
Anyway, sorry, I can't. I suppose I should have got a copy.
I've got the photos, obviously, because I took most of them for the orientation handbook, but I've got a copy too if you can't find one anywhere else.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
That's right.
My copies were around here somewhere. I'm just not quite sure. I went looking for them the other day. Couldn't find them, so they're in somewhere.
Yeah, well, I ended up having to... looking for copies that were only that I edited, and I ended up having to do this, you know, going to the National Library. They got the issues.
The archives.
Yeah.
At ANU, that's where I've been doing.
Oh, okay. Copies. Yeah. What's it called? They've got that.
ANUA.
Yeah, but anyway, they got the process that you can. I needed my son. I said, I want copies of these, please.
Trove was it.
So he, I'd like to, if you become any out, these are my front copies, mate. They're Jack Waterford.
Yeah.
And,
well, I haven't got any of your issues, but I've got all the ones I need.
Okay.
Can I get the date of the one with Jack Waterford? Because that's a great story.
His front page and his first time, because you'll see that year, would have been the first time Jack, because he didn't work on this issue, no. Yeah, business manager, Robert Somosi. Andrew Bain.
That's a name that rings a bell.
Alison Richards.
Andrew Bain.
Smash the examination system.
Good idea.
And Humphrey McQueen.
Yeah. Humphrey used to sort of live around the union as well.
Yeah,
great guy. Really influential in, you know, my sort of thinking.
Never remember seeing Manning Clark in the inspector story.
No, you've got some great photographs.
I've got some great photos I did.
No, Manning didn't come to the union, but. No. Bruce McFarlane also from the
I've got some photos of Bruce in there.
Pol Sci department. Humphrey. Unfortunately, it was my last year at university. I learnt to use a library properly from one of Humphrey's classes. You know, he said, look, this is where you look in a library. And so when I went to the UK and I did a postgraduate certificate of education, I knew far more than any of these English students about how to get information. You know, I just went to the periodical section, placed myself there, sort of research he does. And Humphrey shown us. And that was the sort of, the real excellence I thought we had. I mean, it sort of set me up. When I did my course at South East London, I had that foundation.
It's a really interesting article. It must be in the Waronia, I think, about Don Baker being not liking lecturing. So he used to sit down on Sundays and he'd write the whole lecture out by hand and time it and everything. And apparently when Humphrey McQueen came, Manning Clark thought he was not a good lecturer. So he got Don Baker to sort of show him what to do. And apparently Humphrey McQueen later on said he was one of the Don Baker's instruction on how to lecture was a really helpful thing to have. So obviously it's
Oh well, another academic I remember. The history department there was just brilliant. I mean Don Baker. All of them.
Eric Fry,
because Eric was the dean of students.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric had his own office in there somewhere other.
Over the world, Yankees. What do they call that building?
Oh, Daphne Gollan.
Yeah.
I mean, Daphne was just great too. So yeah, no, I just thought. But it was that interaction between students and staff.
Was Hancock there then?
Ian Hancock, yeah, poor old Ian, having to put up with us.
Yeah.
I see Ian again. He lives relatively recently. I'm trying to get him to come to our coffee afternoons, but I think he thinks it's going to be all these sort of
less students. Sort of,
well, you know, Ian, you enjoy it. It's sort of, you know, a bit of a chat and Ian. Ian's a doyen of sort of Liberal Party history. Recently written a book about Barwick. Not Barwick. Who was the cricketer guy, the AG, that we were talking about yesterday?
I was thinking of Keith Hancock.
I got a feeling that Keith Hancock might have been in the institute rather than the school.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was very involved with the protest against Black Mountain.
Right.
But that was a bit later too.
That's right. That was sort of starting to happen as we left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, in retrospect, Charlie's line in this, well, look, you know, people want to know which way is up, and now we've got a thing pointing, that's the way up, so.
There's a great cartoon on the front of the one of the Waronis about the phallic.
Yeah.
It's probably a bit later.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't offer you a coffee or...
No, that's fine.
Lemonade do you want something, Charlie?
I think that story's quite interesting.
Got photos of her. I've got somebody in the studio. I've got two people in the studio there.
Yeah.
That I took photos of when it was first set up. Whoever the tech was that set it up. But the woman might be Liz O'Brien, I guess.
And I think the original 2XX was that it wasn't in the student union. Though.
No, it was Children's Street.
But Liz.
I was even a DJ on it for a while.
Were you?
Yeah. Folk Blues and Beyond? No,
I can't remember what I played.
Yeah.
I can remember the tunes I played because when I hear them again, it gives me the nostalgia. Because I remember putting them on the platter and doing all the bits you have to do. But that was, I left for the UK fairly soon.
So I said Liz O'Brien was one of the movers.
She might be the one I've got in the studio in that case. But you'll know. You'll know what she looks like. Yeah. So I'll get those ones out as well, just in case.
All right. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.